The province has announced new supports to make it easier for Ukrainian newcomers arriving in Nova Scotia. In a release, the province said it is working with the YMCA to help Ukrainians get in touch with employers and community contacts. The organization will help answer questions and assess the needs of the newcomers. While we are part of a global movement of YMCAs around the world working with our international partners during times of crisis, here in Nova Scotia our approach is to deliver community-based, grassroots services that are inclusive and welcoming, said Brian Posavod, President and CEO of YMCA of Greater Halifax, Dartmouth, in a news release. While considering the settlement needs of newcomers to Nova Scotia, the YMCA also works with communities to foster an understanding of the issues and barriers newcomers face. In addition, the province is streamlining the immigration process for Ukrainians. Applications are being processed urgently, and language tests, recruitment requirements and settlement funds are not barriers to applications under the Skilled Worker or Occupations in Demand streams of the Nova Scotia Nominee Program, the news release said. The Department of Labor, Skills and Immigration said online sessions will be available to guide Ukrainians on how to access these programs. Nova Scotians have a history of helping people and we will continue to do so in response to the humanitarian crisis Ukrainians are facing now, said Premier Tim Houston said. We are prepared to welcome these newcomers with open arms and provide them with the necessary supports to find stability after facing some of the darkest days of their lives. There are more than 9,000 people of Ukrainian heritage living in Nova Scotia,